13 German military aircrafts are on their way to Australia for joint military exercises in what is the German Air Force's largest ever peacetime deployment. It will also be the first time that German and Australian Air Forces train together. The exercises will also include a raft of other nations, including Japan and New Zealand and South Korea. It underlines Berlin's increased focus on the Indo-Pacific amid rising tensions with China. Rolf Thieler is a retired colonel in the German Armed Forces and now president of the Berlin-based Political Military Society and joins me this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Patricia. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Why is Germany sending its military aircraft to the Indo-Pacific for joint exercises with Australia?
Even from my German eyes, it's a remarkable step. Actually, I guess it's about reputation and trust to prove to our allies that if German support is needed, we can be on the other side of the globe with the blink of an eye. Actually, this blink of an eye is a three-day ride, but we made it.
It's a long blink. In conducting the exercises, will German warplanes pass over or near the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait, of course, being the two flashpoints of tensions with China in the region?
Yes, well, in a way, we already, what should I say, have a kind eye towards China, a kind gesture. The airplanes will fly at an altitude of more than 10 kilometers high and barely touch the South China Sea. They will move on international routes. So I think there should be no reason to worry for China.
How concerned should China be? It wouldn't be unreasonable for Beijing to view Germany's military exercises with Australia in the Indo-Pacific as a potential threat?
Yes. Well, I have two opposing answers. One is not at all, and the other is yes, a little. So not at all, this German military visit is most of all a symbol of solidarity to our friends and partners, not a threat. So no reason to worry. On the other side, as China is spreading with people, technology, money, and goods all over the world is also getting closer to China. And those who share democracy, values, rule-based order will be supported by Germany militarily. And when you look at what we're doing in Australia, it's common exercises and training. So this is getting pretty serious. So both of it, no reason for concern and a little reason for concern.
When you say it's getting very serious, what do you mean? What's getting very serious?
Australia actually experimented it when Kuwait was liberated. You sent frigates there and they were of no use because although very modern, the Australian Navy was not interoperable with the Allies over there. So the first thing, if you get on board, is making yourself interoperable with the partners that you have, knowing procedures, having technology to communicate, et cetera, et cetera. So doing this step, it's a real step towards partnership and possible support. So it's getting real.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is clearly still front and centre for Germany and most of Europe. So why is Berlin directing its attention towards the Indo-Pacific?
Well, actually, we're latecomers when I look at that. In principle, China is the elephant in the room. We have not found mutual beneficial ways of dealing with each other. And our focus, of course, as our Minister of Defense, Christine Lambrecht, said the other day, is at the moment the focus is clearly on the Eastern flank. This is due to this Russian terrible, brutal aggression on Ukraine. But we also must look beyond. And why must we look beyond? It's a little bit like the Obama pivot towards the Pacific. The prosperity of us is also in Asia. So the Pacific, Indo-Pacific region is of utmost importance to us. And unlike our other Western allies, we are rather late being there. We noticed in 2018 we should shift our strategy. Then we put forward a strategy in 2020. And we sent a frigate last year, and now we are there with a real commitment. So I think this is a remarkable shift.
How concerned is Germany over China's territorial ambitions in the Indo-Pacific?
Well, it's a pity in a way, but I have to concede, actually, Germany has not been too concerned for too long. It's just now with the COVID-19 pandemic experiences, along with the Russian aggression in Ukraine, that we have begun to understand to what enormous extent the German way of life is affected from developments in the Indo-Pacific. So this must and will have consequences, and Europe cannot and Germany cannot afford an unstable security environment in the Indo-Pacific. So we have to stand by our partners in the region.
Is Germany committed to expanding its military presence in the Indo-Pacific, as are other Western nations?
I guess it will happen this way. So if you look from the German Air Force side of point of view, actually it's an enormous step it's taking. When you look, there are 250 people involved, more or less seven other aircraft to support these six Eurofighters that we are sending. So we will learn a lot, and it's quite an effort. Actually, for Germany as a nation, it's a very decent start, and I guess we will do much more. Actually, I was heading such a kind of expedition 25 years ago, when just before the Kosovo War, where I was trying to get the German ground-based air defense from northern Germany to the mid of Spain to prove that we are ready for operations out of area. And then actually a year later we did. So what I want to say is this is a significant step. It's a first step, nothing less, but it's an important step. And so I think this could be the start of a long-lasting relationship.
How do you believe China will respond to Germany's increasing engagement with other Indo-Pacific states?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting as well. So I see in many things in the European Union, actually, China already tries to get involved before we have significant statements out there. So already when the drafts have come, they try to get involved. So I guess we will see an early involvement, although the German Air Force and the German government do anything not to, what shall I say, to disappoint China at this stage. On the other side, I think China will understand a clear position, and that's why it's important for us to show that we are reliable, that we can do things. So it's a kind of, what shall I say, a difficult exercise, not to disappoint China too much and not to underperform. At the same time, China will set decent steps, I guess, as a kind of reaction, but it will understand that we try to be nice to them.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Petra.
Ralph Thieler is a retired colonel in the German Armed Forces and now president of the Berlin-based Political Military Society.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.